You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Indian writer and activist Sudhendra Kulkarni is one of the estimated 450 religious leaders of various faiths participating in the World Day of Prayer for Peace in Assisi, where he took part in the panel discussion entitled Terrorism Denies God. Kulkarni, who is of Hindu faith, heads the Observer Research Foundation, an independent think tank based in India. He's also a writer and activist concerned with interfaith dialogue, specifically India-Pakistan dialogue for peace and cooperation. He told Vatican Radio's Christopher Altieri that the message of the World Day of Prayer for Peace is more relevant today than ever.
The message of Assisi is universal. It is not only for Assisi, it's not only for Italy, and nor is it only for the Christian world. The greatest saint of mankind, one of the greatest saints, Saint Francis, was from Assisi, and we in India respect Saint Francis. And the interfaith conference that was organized for the first time 30 years ago was a landmark in interfaith harmony around the world, and we are gathering 30 years later, and therefore it's very important for us in India.
Were you here that first time?
No, I was not here, but I have heard about it when it was taking place in 1986. And that message is even more relevant for the world today.
30 years on from Assisi, it is time, and in fact, one of the things that's happening in these days is sort of taking a measure of the progress, what we've accomplished and what is left to do. So what is your take on the things the movement has achieved and what it has yet to do?
What it has achieved is that since 1986, there is a far greater awareness in the world that in our globalization era, all the countries, all the cultures, and all the religious communities should live together. This awareness is much stronger today than it was in 1986. Because as you know, 1986 was still the era of the two conflicting power blocks, the Cold War era. The Cold War is over, but in the era of globalization, all religions have to dialogue with each other and learn to live in peace and harmony with each other. Of course, there's a long way to go. There are many problems and some new problems, and we have to learn from each other. We have to learn to live with each other by respecting our differences.
When we talk about the Cold War, you had the world very much divided into blocks, one of which was dedicated to the idea that, first of all, the religious impulse in man could be snuffed out and, in fact, should be. The political struggle between those two blocks is ended, but the drive to try and snuff out the religious impulse in man is very much with us.
I would think that that impulse is much weaker today because the ideology of godlessness, the ideology that tried to take humanity away from religion and away from God has failed. It has collapsed. Of course, that does not mean that the entire world is now back on the path of true religious conduct. That's not true. We have a long way to go. But if we understand religion in the true sense of the term, and the core message of all religions is the same, I represent Hinduism. I come from India. We respect and we accept all religions as true and as equal. Now, this understanding that we have to learn together in a world which has become small, which has shrunk into a village, a global village, that we have to live together, there is no other way. This awareness, in my opinion, is much stronger today than 30 years ago.
One more question, if I could, because Pope Francis is coming to, and he'll be presiding over the final event, the first time in his pontificate. Do you have any experience of him as a dialogue partner, and more broadly, what do you think he brings to the conversation?
Pope Francis is at one level the head of the Catholic Church in the world, but at another level, he is the moral conscience keeper of the world. His message is for the entire humanity. Today, he is one of those rare voices in the world which is reminding us that we have to change this world. We have to change this world in a way that the poor are respected, the poor have justice, and the poor can live in a secure world. Second, he's one of those great global leaders who is speaking very spiritedly for the protection of ecology. He's in fact being known as a green pope, and we in India respect him for this, and we would be very happy to see Pope Francis visiting India at the earliest opportunity.
That was Indian politician and columnist Sudhendra Kulkarni.